You're listening to SBS News.
Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla says people will likely need a third COVID-19 vaccine dose within 12 months of receiving the first two. In an interview with CNBC, Mr. Bourla also flagged the possibility of annual revaccination, which are known as booster shots.
There will be a need, based on this data, for revaccinations. We need to see what will be the sequence and for how often we need to do that. That remains to be seen. A likely scenario is that there will be likely a need for a third dose somewhere between 6 and 12 months. And then from there, there will be an annual revaccination. But all of that needs to be confirmed. And the variants will play a key role.
The news comes as Europe passed a grim milestone, tallying more than 1 million COVID-19 deaths since the start of the pandemic. World Health Organization Regional Director for Europe, Dr. Hans-Henry Kluger, describes Europe's COVID situation as very serious.
1.6 million new cases are reported every week. That's 9,500 every hour. 160 people every minute. Since February, the proportion of COVID-19 deaths in Europe among those older than 80 has gradually fallen to close to 30%, the lowest level since the beginning of the pandemic. Hospitalization, nonetheless, remains at high levels. There are early signs that transmission may be slowing across several countries. But let me be clear, early signs of decline are not equal to low rates of transmission.
Dr. Kluger also addressed ongoing concerns regarding the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines.
The risk of suffering blood clots is much higher for someone with COVID-19 than for someone who has taken the AstraZeneca vaccine. Let there be no doubt about this. The AstraZeneca vaccine is effective in reducing COVID-19 hospitalization and preventing deaths.
Put simply, European countries are doing their own thing when it comes to vaccine rollouts. Denmark has totally abandoned the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine, while other countries continue to use it for very specific age groups. Johnson & Johnson vaccine administrations have been paused in most countries, while others go ahead with it as investigators examine blood clotting concerns. A leading Danish doctor has condemned what he calls the lack of European unity in COVID-19 vaccine-related decision-making. Julian Compare, the CEO of the University Hospital in Liège, says he is surprised by Denmark's decision to completely scrap AstraZeneca.
We were quite surprised by the decisions that were taken. This is an issue because, the European countries has put a lot of orders of the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's quite sad on one way because, I think that these decisions should be made at the European level because otherwise you have people, looking to each other, saying, in Denmark it's not safe, in Belgium it's safe.
Norway is taking extended time to assess whether to resume the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine or stop it altogether. Stefan de Keersmaeker, the European Commission health spokesperson, says vaccination policies remain a matter for national governments.
Implementation of these vaccination policies are a national matter. It's up to the member states to handle this. Of course, what is also very important, this is something that Commissioner Kyriakides has stressed on numerous occasions, is the fact that we ensure a coherent approach. And this is also one of a coherent approach to be based, obviously, on a scientific elements and scientific input that we get, for instance, from the European Medicines Agency.
A new Oxford study supports the blood clotting conclusions made by the World Health Organization. New data suggests the risk of developing a serious brain clot, known as cerebral sinus vein thrombosis, is 8 to 10 times higher in people with COVID-19 than in those vaccinated against it. Findings show that while those blood clots are uncommon after contracting coronavirus, with 39 in every million people developing one within 2 weeks of being ill, they are much rarer still after a vaccine. Professor John Bell says people being vaccinated should be reassured by these findings.
Well, I think the first most important issue is that these events are extremely rare. If you want to have a bad clotting problem, is to get COVID. And if you don't get a vaccine, you're going to get COVID. And if you get COVID, you'll have a very, very much higher risk of getting a bad clotting problem. So the clotting problems of the vaccine are pretty trivial compared to the real risks of getting clotting problems if you get COVID. And I think that's a really important observation.
The United States' top infectious disease expert and the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have testified at the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis on Capitol Hill. Dr. Anthony Fauci and Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan clashed over what it will take for the country to reopen and feel normal again.
What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can to get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see.
What determines when?
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? What, I mean, are we just going to continue this forever? Or when do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci? They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing. You're making this a personal thing, and it isn't.
It's not a personal thing.
No, you are. That is exactly what you're doing.
Senior U.S. health official Dr. Rochelle Walensky told politicians health teams are investigating blood clotting concerns very seriously.
Vaccine safety is a top priority, and we take all reports of adverse events following COVID-19 vaccination seriously. This is not our first emergency. Since 2009, the U.S. has faced four significant emerging infectious disease threats: the H1N1 influenza pandemic, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID-19. If we don't act with permanent fixes, these challenges will continue to exist when the next public health threat emerges.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has appealed for another $2.5 billion for the United Nations-backed COVAX vaccine program.
But to beat this pandemic, we need to aim higher, much higher. With $2 billion more to COVAX, we can reach approximately 30% of people in target countries, rather than 20%. Just think for a moment of all the people whose lives would be impacted by hitting that higher target.
Finally, Muslim health and religious experts in the UK have released guidance explaining that having the COVID-19 vaccination during Ramadan does not break rules regarding fasting. Imams, medics, and scholars are speaking out as Muslims mark their second Ramadan in a row under the shadow of pandemic restrictions. Sahara Ibrahim and Imam Abra Ahmed are trying to spread that message.
We all need to take the vaccine when you're called to take the vaccine. We've heard from the imams at our mosque and various other mosques, and they've all been telling us, please, if you're called even during the month of Ramadan, to take your vaccine.
The injection that goes, it goes into your muscle, right? It's not like a supplement like food, if that makes sense. The senior scholars have said it's permissible. So those who are fasting, they don't need to worry about the fact that their fast is going to break.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.